This is Ba Vet. It lies on the Cambodian side of a major checkpoint with Vietnam. Advertising for online gambling is everywhere, despite it being illegal in Cambodia. The signs point to something larger and hidden, the human trafficking and the sophisticated scamming operations targeting people all around the world.
Inside this scamming compound, an array of evidence of the criminality that was occurring here up to a short time ago. What's most interesting, perhaps, among the evidence is this array of ID cards that have been left here, mostly Chinese individuals with all of their personal details, as well as countless credit cards, housing registries, boarding passes, as police raided this complex.
It's estimated that about 300,000 foreigners have fled Cambodia since the crackdowns and raids began over the past few months. Many more are still stuck in limbo, unable to afford flights and lacking documentation after being trafficked into the country.
Karena kita enggak mencapai omset, enggak dapat target. Jadi dia kesel. Tuh kena siksa kita, kena strum. Tekanannya pun tiap hari, mana member, mana omset, enggak ada masuk uang ini katanya. Kayak mana mau menggaji kalian kalau kalian santai-santai enggak dapat member, enggak dapat target.
So how did Cambodia become a hub of scam activities? Experts say the country had all the right ingredients. Casino zones, weak oversight, border economies, and old smuggling routes, among others.
The scammers will look at the weakest links, look at most vulnerable countries that they can influence, they can buy their way. And it happened to be Myanmar. It happens to be Laos. It happens to be Cambodia.